From the Voice Translation, let's armor up with Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Finally, brothers and sisters, draw your strength and might from God. Put on the full armor of God to protect yourselves from the devil and his evil schemes. We're not waging war against enemies of flesh and blood alone. No, this fight is against tyrants, against authorities, against supernatural powers and the demon princes that slither in the darkness of this world, and against wicked spiritual armies that lurk about in the heavenly places. And this is why you need to be head to toe in the full armor of God, so you can resist during these evil days and be fully prepared to hold your ground. Yes, stand truth banded around your waist, righteousness as your chest plate, and feet protected in preparation to proclaim the good news of peace. Don't forget to raise the shield of faith above all else, so you will be able to extinguish flaming spears hurled at you from the wicked one. Take also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always. Pray in the Spirit. Pray about everything in every way you know how. And keeping all this in mind, pray on behalf of God's people. Keep on praying feverishly and be on the lookout until evil has stayed. Our spiritual formation verse comes from Lamentations 3:44. You have wrapped yourself with a cloud so that no prayer can pass through. This is a tough prayer verse. It's important to address because sometimes we can feel like we are doing everything right, checking all the boxes, and still feel so far from God. We can pray and pray for days, weeks, years, and decades over something and feel like our prayers are going nowhere. In Psalms, there is a verse that says, God is answering our prayers before they are even spoken. In Romans, it says that Jesus is interceding for us. Our prayers are like incense to the Father. He sent Jesus to earth to suffer and overcome the grave for us to have everlasting fellowship with God the Father. So how do we understand this verse and what does it reveal? In Lamentations, they are lamenting over cities that have turned their back on God. They lament their own sins and want that instant parting of the Red Sea miracle without remembering the wilderness God used to build connection with himself. God is a deliverer, a God of hope. He is always providing, always listening. Our role is to have faith, believe in the gospel, and remain steadfast in our prayers and pursuits of God. He will always answer. Let's pursue the God of hope in prayer.
Hi, I'm Sophia. I'm a senior and I've attended the school since 10th grade. This week's attribute is God is our hope, the definition of which is one who is our confidence, trust, expectation, or desire. Some scriptures relating to God as our hope are Lamentations 3:21-25, which says, Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, The Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is God to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. Romans 15:4 says, For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope.
God, we praise you for being our hope, our expectation, in a world where we are constantly having unmet expectations that lets us down. Lord, you are our hope. Forgive us for not making you our one desire. Thank you for remaining steadfast for us. Thank you for making your relationship one with us that is always hopeful. Thank you for the hope of heaven. And praying this attribute over our loved ones, in the long silent pause, say the name of whoever the Holy Spirit is guiding you to pray for. From Romans 15:13, God of hope, may you fill with all joy and peace as they trust in you, so that may overflow with hope by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.
This week we pray for decision makers. May there be unity and high moral standards among teachers and administrators at our school. May they walk in integrity.
Our concluding question, who is God the Spirit? God the Spirit is the empowering presence of God in the world, the Lord, the giver of life. We are defined not by our inner self or spirituality, but by the Spirit's presence as He makes us new and blesses the world through our service in Jesus' name. May the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hopes and minds in Christ Jesus. Have a blessed week. For more info on concluding questions, check out the book by Trevin Wax and Thomas West, The Gospel Way Catechism.